Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. It is April 28th, 2021, and it's time for news to me. It's 1900 UTC. And oh man, I am so late. I am recording this with not enough time to actually give you all the news you deserve. So there's going to be two songs today. This week has just been nuts. But on the bright side, I did talk to my manager and teammates, and they came together to help me out and talk to the business users that were giving me grief and making me stay up all night. So now,
world news.
It's time for the world news. We're going to run through some headlines and some news, and yeah, I think we're going to be able to be okay. At least, I hope so. I'm starting to feel a little more hopeful than I have been in the last few days. But let's run through it. We got a few stories, not a whole lot. It's kind of a slow news day, so it kind of works out for us, I guess. First up, in Latvia, one of the Baltic republics, had a pen pal there one time. Eight people have been killed and several others seriously hurt in a fire at an illegal hostel in the Latvian capital of Riga. Firefighters were called to an apartment on the top floor of a six-story building in the city's Merkela Street in the early hours of Wednesday. At least 24 people were evacuated from the burning building, some suffering from burns and smoke inhalation. Most of the victims are believed to be foreign tourists, Riga's mayor said. Mayor Martins Stankus said the apartment located near the main railway station was within a state building and did not have permission from the authorities to be used as a hostel. He told reporters that police were asking for help to identify the victims, and the specialists have been employed to help with the language barrier. He added that the alternative accommodation was being provided to anyone affected. Latvia's deputy police chief, Andreas Grishins, said that in addition to eight fatalities, nine were injured during the lethal fire in the hostel. The State Fire and Rescue Service said firefighters were called to the address at 4:43 a.m. local time, which is 1:43 GMT, on Wednesday to find the building's top floor and roof on fire. The SFRS, which is the fire service, said the area was cleared and roads were closed while rescue operations were underway, but that efforts were hindered because the apartment door was reinforced and required a key code to open. It said that the fire was brought under control shortly after 0800 and was eventually extinguished at 12:10. Earlier this year, the SFRS asked the owner of the property on Merkela Street to provide information that fire safety regulations were being met. Latvia's national public broadcaster, Lima Sierra Mike dot Lima Victor. I didn't know LV was a top-level domain. Now I know. LV reported it said that no information was provided and that fire inspectors were refused access to the building. Mr. Stakas tweeted on Wednesday that police had received information about drug use and non-compliance with COVID regulations at the location, which had previously been reported for inspection by residents. Criminal investigations underway. So that's going to be... So anyway, it's really sad when people die, and it's even more sad when people die in a preventable way, running these kind of hostels like this. The tourists probably didn't even know, but that's just pure speculation. But at least that seems to be the way these cases go. Now, we've got a story that is kind of going back in time. France arrests seven Italians convicted of far-left terrorism. Seven Italian far-left guerrilla fighters who hid in France for decades after escaping terrorism convictions that left an open wound in Italy have been arrested. French authorities are also searching for three other Italians convicted on terrorism charges linked to bombings and assassinations between the late 60s and early 80s. The Italian government, 1960s and 1980s, I guess. If you're listening to this that far in the future, wow. I am long dead. The Italian government has been urging France for years to arrest and extradite fugitives who were identified in the Italian media as Marina Petrella, Giovanni Alamonti, Enzo Calviti, Roberta Capelli, Sergio Tornaghi, wow, they're really testing me here, Giorgio Pietro Stefani, and Narciso Minetti. The three who have so far managed to evade arrest were named as Luigi Bergamin. Why are they giving me all these names? Luigi Bergamin, Maurizio Di Marzio, and Rafael Ventura. Five of the fugitives belonged to the far-left Red Brigades, which fought against right-wing militants during a period of political and social turmoil known as the Years of Lead. Hundreds of people were murdered, including the former Prime Minister Aldo Moro, who was kidnapped and killed by the Red Brigades in 1978. Under the Mitterrand Doctrine, France allows the convicted terrorists to remain in the country and avoid extradition to Italy so long as they promise to renounce violence. The arrest came after a meeting on April 8th between Italy's Justice Minister, Marta Cartabia, and her French counterpart, Eric Dupont, Moretti, which was followed by a phone call the next day between the Italian Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, and the French President, Emmanuel Macron. So, yeah, there we go. We've got, it always surprises me when people evade arrest for, you know, 20 years, 30 years, or whatever, it's like, I don't know. It's, I guess if somebody I loved and knew was killed and their murderer got free and had ran off and started a new life, I might feel differently. But the way I feel about it now is it's kind of like if you were part of some political group or some kind of organization and then you fled and you've got a new life, I don't know. It just seems like kind of like a waste. Like, but I guess you still got to face justice. It's just, I don't know. It's, how would I put it? If you're 20 and you do a crime and I deprive you of the 20 years of your life, liberty, then you can still come out and make a life for yourself after you're done. But if you're 20 and you go and live and then when you're 60, you're caught, what's the benefit to society? You know, I don't know. I don't see what the benefit to society is punishing people after they're not, I don't know. I guess if they're enjoying life, we don't want them to enjoy life or don't want them to benefit from that. I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm sleep deprived, but just some thoughts. maybe we can talk about it in calm. But yeah, I got to hurry up and quit rambling. Duh, that's right. It's 12 minutes before airtime, and I am talking and rambling. So that's how I'm feeling. All right, let's keep rolling. Bowing to pressure, Somali president drops bid to extend terms. Hey, and this is a correction. The summary of this story previously said Somalia's president Mohamed Abdulhi Mohamed said in a speech he would step aside. But that's incorrect. Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdullah Mohamed, announced he will not attempt to extend his term by 2 years, bowing to domestic and international pressure after clashes in the capital, Mogadishu, split security forces along clan lines. Hours before the president's speech on Wednesday, Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble had denounced the proposed term extension and called for preparations for a new presidential election. And we covered the story in a bit in detail yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Time has no meaning to me right now. But we recently talked about this. So him not extending it is great. We don't want Somalia to just kind of devolve any further or break apart any further. So this is pretty good news for us. And if you didn't guess it, we're in the Africa block. So let's go through some headlines. This is coming to us from Panapress at panapress.com. Just some headlines coming out of it to us from Africa. 18 people killed in Monday's attacks on villages in Burkina Faso's Sahel, official report says. Last Monday's attacks on villages in Saitinga commune, Sino province of Burkina Faso's Sahel region left 18 people dead. The Libyan Coast Guard and the Port Security Agency on Wednesday rescued 108 illegal migrants aboard an inflatable boat off Zawiya Coast. That's Zulu Alpha Oscar Uncle India Alpha. So Zawiya Coast, about 50 kilometers west of Tripoli, after receiving a distress call from the boat, which was heading to the European coast. And 29 million Sahelians need humanitarian aid and protection, UN urges. Sahelians in need of humanitarian assistance and protection have reached a new record of 29 million in six countries, according to UN aid agencies and non-governmental organizations. Wow. And South Africa taps $380 million in World Bank financing to facilitate regional trade investment and investment for inclusive growth. The World Bank has approved $380 million in financing from the International Development Association to support Malawi and Mozambique, increase regional trade coordination, reduce trade cost and time, develop regional value chains, and improve access to infrastructure. This will be really... Anyway, I think it's pretty exciting. Okay, what else is happening? Where'd you go? There's some breaking news. Oh, it's in French. 26 terrorists naturalisés lundi par les forces armées maliennes au centre du pays. That is awful. But what we're going to do is we're going to ask our friends over at translate.google.com to help us out here. The Malian armed forces, supported by the French force Barkhane, neutralized Monday 26 terrorists, destroyed two pickups, recovered another, and seized a large quantity of weapons in the sector of Alatonia in the Circle de Niono in central Mali, announced the chief of general staff of the FAMAS in a press release obtained this Wednesday by Panapress. So I'm sorry, I didn't realize that there would be not English stories presented, but I guess it makes sense. Namibia is also got some news, but again, these are...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can see this. Yeah, how do I get this translated? Is there a... English? Nope, it's still in French. Oh, well. Sorry, guys. We'll just have to be ignorant of some of the news for now. Libya's PM announces a fund for reconstruction of war-affected towns. The Libyan government's approved the establishment of a fund for reconstruction of war-affected towns, such as the southern outskirts of Tripoli, Benghazi, Sirte, and Derna. Prime Minister Abdelli al-Dabaiba announced on Tuesday. So very exciting news that they'll be rebuilding. And a huge disaster. We'll get to that after this story, after this song. It's a bit long because, like I said, we're running out of time, so I got long songs today. But this is The Warmth from Incubus. I really like this song. This is a live version of it.
Thank you so much, New York. Well, we were talking about it last night, right here, same place, same time. And I really think it's really amazing that all of you came out tonight, once again, considering everything that's going on right now. But I think that this is the most amazing thing that you and I could be doing at this moment, because we're showing whoever did this that they can't really touch us. That these are our strengths right here. So I applaud every single one of you tonight.
Should adhere to
that pressing new frontier. And leave in my wake a trail I fear. No, no. Shoot out my head up high and throw a wrench in spokes and bite. Leaving the air behind me clear. So don't let the world bring you down. Not everyone here is that fucked up but cold. Remember why you came and how you are alive. Experience the world before.
Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. You're listening to a non-radio powered by SDF, a public access Unix system. All you gotta do is go to sdf.org to learn more, but you can also just sign up, SSH over at new at sdf.org, and you can get an account. Type com at the command prompt, C-O-M, press enter, press G for go to, and type a non-radio in all lowercase and hit enter, and you'll be in the non-radio chat room. You can chat with all sorts of cool people. Depending on the time of day and time, different folks are around, but this is the room we talk about stuff that we're listening to on and on radio. You can tune in at anonradio.net. You can go to the SDF Twitch stream. You can just punch in the IP if you want. I think that, let's see, what's anonradio's IP? Anonradio.net. Or 205.166.94.122. That is a radio announcer impression. All right, and just stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. That comes up in just a few minutes at 1930 UTC, and that shows every day. And Tobe is much more responsible than me, and so he seems to be able to knock that show out pretty almost always. Is very consistent for years and years. We're over 2,000 episodes deep every single day, 1930 UTC. So get your time traveling butt over there and listen, and it's a good time. All right, let's do some stories, and then I've got a murder ballad for you to close out the show. A huge disaster. Lebanese farmers decry Saudi Arabia produce ban. Already grappling with an economic crisis crippling the country, Lebanese farmers fear a recent produce ban by Saudi Arabia will be a decisive blow to their livelihoods. Saudi Arabia announced on Friday an indefinite ban on Lebanese agricultural products after foiling an attempt to smuggle 5.3 million pills of the legal amphetamine Captagon hidden in a shipment of pomegranates at a Jeddah airport. So this is very scary news. Man charged over oxygen SOS for dying grandfather. Police in India are prosecuting a man who used Twitter to try to find oxygen for his dying grandfather. Officers in Uttar Pradesh state charged Shashank Yadav with spreading a rumor over oxygen shortage with intents to cause fear or alarm. Mr. Yadav, who did not refer to COVID in his brief tweet, could face jail. Uttar Pradesh is among India's worst-hit states. Its Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is accused of downplaying the severity of the coronavirus crisis. Earlier this week, Mr. Adityanath, a right-wing ally of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, demanded that the property of anyone spreading rumors and propaganda be seized. So very scary. Officers in the town of Amethi claimed Mr. Yav's false tweet had prompted other people to make allegations against the government, and they pressed criminal charges against him on Tuesday night. So, yeah, it's very sad indeed. You can check out more at bbc.com. Oh my gosh, we are going to run out of time. I'm going to have to make this a short episode. Fears of COVID tsunami in Fiji after outbreak found to be an Indian variant. COVID-19 outbreak in Pacific Nation has forced lockdown across the country after the island nation avoided transmission for a year. Fijian health officials are bracing for a tsunami of COVID-19 cases after the Indian variant was detected in the Pacific Nation this week, with lockdowns announced in an attempt to stem the outbreak. The Pacific country had largely managed to avoid community transmission over the course of the pandemic before a cluster emerged this month, linked to a quarantine facility and exacerbated after a woman with the virus attended a funeral with 500 people. The Permanent Secretary for Health and Human Services, James Fong, said six new cases had emerged in quarantine facilities on Tuesday, and events in India showed the threat posed by the strain could not be underestimated. So, holy cow, very scary. All right, one more story. It's pretty funny, or at least it's kind of silly. It's less serious. Explosive experts were called to investigate a suspicious device in the German state of Bari on Monday night, only to find that it was a sex toy. A official said the grenade-shaped item was spotted in a clear plastic bag in a forest near the city of Passau. A female jogger alerted police to the discovery, and specialist explosive unit were dispatched to the nearby district of Tittling. But local police said experts soon realized there was no emergency. After careful examination of the bag's content, the officers quickly realized that it was a rubber dummy, Hallsberg police said in a press release. The bag was emptied and the contents examined. It turned up an empty tube of lubricant, two unused condoms in a tin, and a USB cable. So, there you go. Thanks so much for listening. Sorry I had to cut it short. Have a good one. Bye-bye. They call me